The Czech pop idol Aneta Langerová has been enjoying quite a bit of success here in the Czech Republic, and she's been using it for a good cause. She staged an open-air concert during the Karlovy Vary Film Festival, to which she invited a number of special guests, young, talented singers who've not been able to make it in the music scene because they are blind. The concert was in support of a Czech radio project called Světluška. And next to me now is Martina Kaderková, one of the coordinators of the project, to tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, Czech Radio Foundation has a special project which is called Světluška. I can try to translate it. It's a firefly. And we finance various special aids for blind people, like speaking computers and optical aids and guiding dogs and different courses, and we support young talented musicians.
Now we're standing next to a cafe that's actually quite unique here. Could you explain to us what it is?
Well, it's first cafe in the dark, which was open in the Czech Republic. Inside the cafeteria is absolute darkness, and we have 10 blind staff who actually makes espresso in complete darkness and who guides the visitors of the cafeteria to their tables and who serves the cafe.
And the main aim of this cafe is to understand what it's like to be blind.
It's actually about exchange of the roles. Because inside it is the blind guide who you have to rely on. Outside, the blind often have to rely on us when we help them to cross the street or in other situation.
Is the interior a little bit different than normal cafes?
Yeah, of course. Each alphabet in Braille has 6 dots. And you use different combinations. And in our cafe in the dark, we have 6 tables. There's a main line where only the 2 blind waitresses move, so you cannot really cross their path, but it's nice. And we would like to bring this project to Prague and Brno, definitely. And we are also thinking about opening Cafe in the Dark in Prague, perhaps, which would be permanent. So it would give actually employment possibilities, because there's, well, 75% unemployment among visually impaired.
Okay, and the time has come for me to try it out. I've been asked to put my watch and cell phone into my bag just to be sure that there's absolutely no light in the cafe. And Markéta is just about to show me to my table. So here we go. Okay, my guide is now holding my hand and showing me which way to go. I must admit, I'm a little bit nervous because it's pitch black in here and I have absolutely no idea what is in front of me, what's behind me. Okay, I'm supposed to turn left now. And it seems like I'm already here at my table.
Tak se prosím posaďte. Za chvilinku za váma přijde číšník, ten si vás obslouží, ano?
Dobře.
Ano, vydržte.
Okay, Markéta has said goodbye and I have been asked to wait for my waiter. Now, I gotta tell you, it's really strange because there's music playing in the background, but it still seems to me like it's extremely loud in here. And I wonder whether it's just my sense of hearing making up for the fact that I can't see.
I'm Matthew.
Hello, I'm Dieter.
Would you like something to drink?
One water without bubbles, please.
Okay. Wait a minute, please.
Okay. Have you been enjoying yourselves in here?
Yeah.
Tell me, did it take you long to get used to the darkness?
Yeah, the first 5 minutes. And getting to the table.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
Excuse me?
Yes?
It's water for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And do you think that you're going to come back again to this cafe?
Yeah, for sure. If they build something in Prague, something similar like this, I think I'll go there. Because it's really fun, you can really enjoy, and you can also support some good things. So I think it's good to walk away.
Since we don't have that much time for this program, I'm going to quickly gulp down this water. Matthew?
I'm here.
Thank you very much. I've finished.
Okay.
So I can
do you
I can go.
Out?
Yes, please.
I call you.